Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now, ladies and gentlemen. This is the broadcast for July the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two. As you know, our goal to promote God, family, and country, and protect life, liberty, and property. We do so with the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. We do so with the promotion of God, meaning scripture, guidance, self-government, understanding that we look to God for solutions. He's the author of our liberty, and we know that repentance, turning to God Almighty, is one of the great keys for a stable, moral society based on God and family. We know families are the fundamental unit of society. We ought to turn to families and neighbors and loved ones and a whole lot less to government. We got a lot of work to do to educate Americans. I'll tell you that right now, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Last hour we had on Brian Rust. RustCoinAndGift.com. You want an honest friend in the coin business? That's who you go to. Precious metals at your fingertips with Brian Rust. RustCoinAndGift.com. We talked about the Honest Money Report. Gold spot price right now, $1,817.90. Silver, $26.16, slight change from last week, but man, pain at the pump, they say. Gasoline rises to seven-year high, up 40% since January alone. And that's where we get the petrodollar from, ladies and gentlemen. Your dollar's tied to oil. The Constitution, the supreme law of the land, says your money should be gold and silver tied to precious metals, not to liquid gold, black gold, whatever you want to call it, oil. And you're having pain at the pump. They want you to believe Bloomberg lies and tells you that it's climate change and the cocoa virus causing all these economic twists and turns, booms and busts. They say your grocery bill will be higher and higher and higher for the rest of the year, continually going up. Fake news, I say. Food prices and prices at the pump and all these inflationary realities aren't because of climate change and because of the coronavirus. It's because government manipulates every aspect of your economic world, from belligerent, out-of-control, extreme taxes to shutting down businesses to manipulation of interest rates to stimulus checks and fake money pretending it's just in abundance when it's not, to the massive global manipulation of currencies and wealth around the world, to wars and rumors of wars, to every aspect they can think of. Those are the causes. The answer is to return to the honest money of the founding fathers and the supreme law of our land for stability. Does it mean everything will be perfectly stable? Of course not. There are always booms and busts. It's true. When it gets really hot and crops are destroyed because power goes out and all these kind of things, it will have an effect and certain things will have variance because of supply and demand. But the stabilizer is currency that is based on assets, honest money. The founding fathers understood this. We've jettisoned this, and we've had nothing but belligerent swings and the loss of wealth via the inflationary hidden tax ever since. And it'll get nothing but more and more and more extreme is what'll happen. Ladies and gentlemen, write that down. Remember where you heard that, will you please? Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com, with not only advice on precious metals, but advice on your life. You know, you don't want to just get overwhelmed with all the things that they tell you. Just step back and think for yourself. Step back and use common sense. Step back and say, I don't have to be engaged in and believe everything I hear. I don't have to get all flustered in the turmoil and the information overload. Step back. Decouple. You don't need video everywhere and internet 24/7. Listen to the radio for a little bit. Get outside, unplug, step back, and take your life into your own hands. Get to know your neighbors and loved ones. Find ways to be stable in your life, would you please? Anyway, that's the advice great folks that contribute to Liberty Roundtable bring to the table. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it'll be educational and entertaining. I'm alone this hour, but I got all kinds of news. The networks refuse to use just for you folks. So Donald Trump, quote, I'm suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Trump files a class action lawsuit against Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, all because of censorship. Donald Trump says if they can do it to me, they can do it to anyone. Boy, howdy, is Donald right on that score. Donald Trump drops glorious legal bombshell on Facebook, Google, and Twitter. Amen to that. Punitive damage is what they're seeking for, ladies and gentlemen. Punitive damages. Trump goes to war with big tech, they say. Leads class action lawsuit on being banned. Article by Bob Unruh, WND.com. The action is to sue Zuckerberg, Dorsey, and Pitchy, or Pitchy, whatever. The case is being handled by the America First Policy Institute, which explained the case. They say, listen, we need to seek an end to the shadow banning and blacklisting by these companies. That's important, right? That's important, folks. I think the case is worthy of its hire. But sadly, the question is, will we see solutions? Does Donald Trump have a prayer to win? All the liberals are going, the lawsuit's dead on arrival. These companies are free to think and do and act whatever they want to on their own private platforms. And so the liberals are all saying Donald Trump's lawsuit is DOA, dead on arrival. Trump says, no, we're going to take this to the bank. We're going to really sue him. We're going to finally make accountability for these people. He had a big old press release speech on the topic and everything else. And what'll happen? And here's my response. Let me just be very clear with my response. You know what? These companies are not just private. Sam Bushman built a private network. It's called Liberty News Radio. I own it. I control it. I funded it. A few of you wonderful people donated and helped me. Thank you so much for your donations. But 90%+, I have funded every penny of it myself. I built it with my blood, sweat, and tears. I put it on the air in 2009 when another network kicked my show off of the network because I wanted to control my own show a little bit more. And they panicked and freaked and kicked me off. And I built my own network in a day because I got so livid that they're not going to take me off the air. Okay, that's why Liberty News Radio exists, okay? And I learned this early that, you know what, they want to control your content or shut you down. That's how it is. So I built my own radio network. It's small. LibertyNewsRadio.com is where you can find it. We syndicate a bunch of other shows, not just Liberty Roundtable. And I'm focusing on this not because I want to spend time on what I've built or make me out to be somebody important. I focus on this because here's the point. My network is private because I funded it and I built it. And if I don't want you on my network, I have every right to kick you off. I support that view 1,000%. That if you built it, if it's your own store, if it's your own property, your own entity, your own assets, your own digital assets or your virtual assets or whatever you want to call it, that you built, then you can do what you want. And you can even say things like, I don't like blind people. I don't want blind people on my network. No blind people can post to Facebook. You could say that if it was really private. Here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Government, and I've mentioned this 1,000 times, but I want to mention it in light of Trump's lawsuit. These groups are not private. They have not built a private company like I have. And if they tell you they have, they lie to you. Okay? They have built their companies on special privilege, on government special fast-track success programs, on government funding and money. So government, Pentagon, and military black op money via corporations like InQtel and others have literally funded through, quote, think tank ideas, universities, who in turn have churned out these big companies. So these big companies get hatched at the university level, the Pentagon, black op money in bed with universities. And then you take these, quote, entrepreneurs that are supposedly private sector, and you launch them and you fund them and you give them an idea and you help them develop it. And then you put them out on their own and now it becomes a big company. It's funded and fast tracked by your government. That's how Facebook, that's how Google, that's how all these big companies became reality. And so they are no more private than anything else. They're a fascist creation. Don't believe anything different. They're lying to you if they tell you differently. Now, James Corbett and others have put together incredible videos that document this greatly, big time. I mean, it's very well documented if you go study. All right? And so these are not private companies, I tell you. And as a result, then, they shouldn't have the liberty, if you will, that true private companies have. Okay? Because they're built with taxpayer dollars. Now, I don't believe these companies should have been built with taxpayer dollars in the first place, right? Type into Google, for example, Facebook government money, okay? Just those three words, Facebook government money. Facebook grant scam comes up. Okay? Why are taxpayers subsidizing Facebook comes up? Right? Then the headline says this for another one. Mercury News says this. Google, Tesla, Apple, Facebook rake in massive subsidies. Okay? This isn't just my opinion. Obama, Google and Facebook would not exist without government spending. Obama made the remark at a campaign fundraiser while criticizing House budget by Republicans. 10 corporations receiving massive public subsidies. Okay, this is a legend. This is going on. When we come back, I'll talk more about this and what I believe about this whole lawsuit. Hang tight. This is the one and only think tank called Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, TPC family. It's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com. AmericaFirst.com.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Yeah, buddy, we hit it hard and tell the tale of truth. We're truth tellers on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Google, Tesla, Apple, Facebook, rake in massive government subsidies. MercuryNews.com to make the point. Let me give you another headline to kind of highlight this. Cutting off cash, new calls to end subsidies to big tech. U.S. cities and states give big tech $9.3 billion in subsidies. The other subsidies enjoyed by big tech, Forbes. Big tech semiconductor companies team up to lobby the U.S. government on wanting more. Subsidizing massive tech companies is not paying off. U.S. gives big tech $9.3 billion in subsidies. Tech.com. I mean, Silicon Valley giants enjoy billions in government handouts. This is Breitbart. So this is what I'm talking about, folks. It's out of control. So the idea by these liberals, but these companies are, I'm trying to think how to say it, private, and so they can just shut down Donald Trump and shut down you and me and do whatever they want to, I say is a bogus notion. But there's a report out. Silicon Valley giants enjoy billions in government subsidies. It's a Breitbart news piece. And I think it's absolutely spot on in its delivery. And it's by Chris W. Street, is the article, July 5th, 2018, Newport Beach, California. So it's a little bit, you know, dated. It's 3 years old, but the principles are remaining the same. The historical relevance is real. The latest subsidy tracker reveals that some of the most prominent Silicon Valley tech companies enjoy billions of dollars in government subsidies. Good Jobs First is a, quote, not-for-profit organization that reviews state and municipal financial reports to track the size and justifications given by government entities to issue corporate tax abatements and direct subsidies. It's been going on since 2015, where they require accounting disclosures under what they call GASB statement number 77. So it's a regulation in the code, whatever. But anyway, that's where it all comes from, right? But they say that most Americans are supportive of government providing defense, public safety, roads, schools, and public health, which I don't agree with, and I'm not in favor of most of that. But the subsidy tracker, too, reveals that governments are issuing record amounts of subsidies to the richest and powerfulest tech companies, many of them headquartered in Silicon Valley. Supposedly, entrepreneurial Silicon Valley has been America's biggest winner in the, quote, corporate welfare game. Tesla has been by far the global leader in collecting $2.4 billion in direct subsidies and over $1 billion in tax abatements since 2007. So this Tesla company's yanked down $3 billion in government money. In addition, its solar subsidiary, it's called a Solar City subsidiary. Wow. Picked up $1 billion in grants and tax abatements from the state of New York and another $497 million, so another half a billion, in cash grants from the federal government. Other Silicon Valley taxpayers, they call them taxpayers miners because what they do is they mine for grant dollars, government handout dollars, right? Google, they said the second most valuable company in the galaxy. It has enjoyed government largesse handouts of millions. Apple, same thing, right? Facebook, the fifth most valuable company on the planet, pocketed a half a billion. That's according to the San Jose Mercury News article that I just quoted from. But Silicon Valley is about to be displaced as America's biggest corporate welfare hub by Seattle-based Amazon. According to the subsidy tracker, Amazon, well, they're getting well over a half a billion dollars in government grants backed by tax government holidays. Amazon is huge in the subsidy business. So now let me be very clear about this Amazon scenario. So every business that depends on Amazon is in a roundabout way getting that same subsidy, globally speaking, right? Because if Amazon got that and they build the whole infrastructure, and then all these small business entrepreneur people tap into that infrastructure, they're tapping into the government subsidies. I mean, I get that it's secondarily, but it happens. It manipulates the economy, right? Wow. Then they go through all the different states and how much the different states have hammered in terms of these incentive dollars. I mean, it is shocking how much money we're really talking about. Here's what they say. Elected officials, even with the best intentions, don't have the proper incentive to manage the taxpayers' money prudently when it comes out to handing out taxpayer dollar subsidies to these big corporations. When private investors act in markets, they experience price signals of what to do and not, but government decision makers have no way to account for the value or costs of their decisions. They miss the signals. When private investors fail, they lose money. But as taxpayers, when government fails, it's we the people that lose. In my mind, this is a huge story. And that if you go and search the internet for some of the tech words I've given you, you'll see these stories that I'm talking about. And they are huge. And so here's the reason that I've spent so much time on that. Because when governments subsidize these things and these companies are built on taxpayer dollars, whose company is it, may I ask? Is it really Mark Zuckerberg's, or is it really the investors? And if so, are the taxpayers being represented as investors? So that's why I say that Donald Trump's lawsuit is spot on and real. And I'm not here to attack Donald Trump, but I'm here to say, when these liberals say this is a dying lawsuit, it's dead on arrival, or forget it, it's all hyperbole, Donald's just trying to do this to raise money. I don't know what Donald's intentions are, so I can't argue that point. This is where they claim they have facts that they don't have, and where I tell you the truth. I don't have facts. I don't know what Donald's intentions are. But I know this. These companies do need to be sued, and they do need to be stopped. We shouldn't have allowed them to get government money in the first place and become the massive behemoths manipulating every aspect of our markets and now our free speech and our lives. We should have never let that happen. Secret combinations are above us. The Pentagon in bed with universities, in bed with big tech entrepreneurs, creating these massive companies that none of us can compete with. That is a serious, serious problem indeed. So I think Donald Trump is spot on right. He needs to sue these people. I commend him for his willingness to sue these people. He says, I'm suing Facebook and Twitter and Google and YouTube, whatever. If they can do this to me, they can do this to anybody. I agree. Donald Trump drops glorious legal bombshell on these companies looking for punitive damages. And as far as I understand, he is asking folks to sign on to his lawsuit. I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to join Donald Trump because they shut me down on Twitter. And all I did was basically document a story out of Israel, legitimate news services in Israel with the piece. LifeSite News had the piece. All I did is refer to those articles, and I got shut down. Because supposedly I peddled fake news lies, right? I didn't peddle fake news. I just told you the other side of the story, for crying out loud. That's all I did. Don't down me. All right? This is serious. This is serious indeed. And so I don't believe these companies can use the we're a private company clause if we're honest, if we have full disclosure, if we literally have true subpoena capabilities to get to the bottom of funding and everything else. If Donald Trump really takes this to the mat with the right attorneys or the right people who really know, I believe it'll be proven they're not just private companies with complete ability to do whatever they want, that they have accountability to the taxpayer who is an investor in the company. And in many cases, not even by choice, right? We'll come back and talk about it. I commend President Trump. We'll talk about how successful it might be. Hang tight.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. and Iraq officials are reporting American diplomats and troops in Iraq and Syria were targeted in three rocket and drone attacks in the past 24 hours, including at least 14 rockets hitting an Iraqi airbase hosting U.S. forces, wounding two American service members. U.S. analysts believe they were part of a campaign by Iranian-backed armed groups. Investigators have identified three men found shot to death on a golf course at Pine Tree Country Club in Kennesaw. That's a country club in the Atlanta suburbs, but it's unclear what prompted the violence. Golf pro Eugene Siller, 46-year-old Henry Valdez of California, and 76-year-old Paul Pearson of Kansas. The gunman ran away on foot and remains at large. Federal Judge J.P. Bouley in Georgia says he will not strike down parts of a state's new voting law. On Wednesday, he struck down the lawsuit brought by the Coalition for Good Governance because there are already runoff elections underway in the state. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
More boots on the ground at the border. Tim Berg reports.
Ohio is the latest state to send law enforcement to the Texas-Mexico border as part of a plan to slow a surge in illegal immigration. Ohio Highway Patrol troopers will help with border surveillance. They're set to arrive in Texas later this week and will stay for 2 weeks. This comes as we await the number of illegal crossings in June, which are expected to be just as high as the previous months since President Biden took office. Allison Anderson recently moved to Del Rio, Texas with her family. She says that she's constantly concerned for the safety of her three daughters amid the worsening border crisis.
All we've seen here is an increase. And what I can say, in all the years that I've had personal experience in dealing with illegal aliens, we've never dealt with a single family unit. 3 nights ago, there was a group at our next door neighbor's house circling the vehicles and tapping on their daughter's bedroom window.
USA Radio News.
It's hard to do everything all by yourself, ladies and gentlemen, on your radio. Sam Bushman, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. I'm trying to pull up a Trump soundbite that I want to play because he talked about suing over libel laws. And I commend him for this because I think he's absolutely right. He's absolutely spot on. We need to sue over these libel laws. And I think Trump's absolutely right. Let me see if I can find this here. All right. Let's see if I can get this to play now. Sorry, I'm doing everything all by myself.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws so that when the New York Times writes a hit piece, which is a total disgrace, or when the Washington Post, which is there for other reasons, writes a hit piece, we can sue them and win money instead of having no chance of winning because they're totally protected.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about here. Okay? And this is something, a statement that Donald Trump made when he was running for office. He was on the campaign trail. And some would be critical and say, well, why didn't he do it? Well, you know what? It's hard to do everything that you hope to get done. And I'm going to defend President Trump a little bit here because a lot of people are going to say, you know what? He should have done this. He should have done that. I think the swamp was way deeper than Trump expected. I know that even guys like me that have watched the swamp for years and years and years and years, I'm surprised oftentimes of how abusive the swamp can be. I'm literally shocked at how much power and control they really have in the media and everywhere else. And I think Donald Trump literally did his very best, but I think he fell way short like all presidents do. And I'm not telling you that I believe in Trump. I didn't vote for Trump. I don't think everything Trump says and does is holier than thou. I'm not a never Trumper and I'm not an always Trumper. I'm a realist about Trump. When he does good, I praise him. When he does bad, I say, you know what? Shame on Donald. When Donald wants to take away the guns and look at the laws later, shame on Donald. But when President Trump literally wants to sue these people for their criminal activity, I think he's spot on. Okay, I think he's right, because as I've so well documented in the last segments of this hour, these aren't private companies, folks. Okay, Google, Tesla, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, all raking massive subsidies. There's literally hundreds of companies where that's the case. The government meddles with the markets like you wouldn't believe. All right, there's a report. Silicon Valley giants enjoy billions in government subsidies, writes Breitbart, documenting the truth on this thing. Okay, now here's the problem. I think Trump is right, and I think you should sue them. And I've been asking Trump, you know what? You've been talking about it, buddy. Let's get it done. Now he's finally doing it. So I'm not going to be critical that he's doing what I recommend he does. I hope he has the mojo. I hope he has the wherewithal, the funding, the attorneys who will really release the Kraken. Pardon the Sidney Powell term, but I love that term. I hope they get to the bottom of this. I don't have a lot of hope in the attorneys, though. And I certainly don't have a lot of hope in the court systems, though. So it's a long shot lawsuit, I'll be the first to admit, not because it's not true, not because there's not justification, not because there's not First Amendment violations left and right, not because they're not really private. All those things are factual, but because the courts have proven not honorable, not willing to take on the cases. What they'll say is you don't have standing. What they'll do is they'll throw it out on a technicality so that they don't have to really dig into the details. But if you really could get subpoena power, if you really could bring the truth out in a transparent way, the American people would be shocked at what these big corporations have done with the taxpayer dollars. And the truth is, if they're taxpayer dollars and we the people are the investors, that means Sam Bushman's an investor. If I'm an investor in the company, they can't just shut me down willy-nilly. So that's really where the rub is. It isn't private. That's the lie. Donald Trump's lawsuit may be a long shot. But you know what? The American existence was a long shot, right? The very idea that we could have a free country separate from Britain. I mean, people would laugh and scoff and say, these whacked out crazy patriots, what chance do they have? None on the planet. When we won, though, the British had to play world upside down, right? I mean, they were shocked. Couldn't believe it could ever happen. How could this ever? So even though it's a long shot, I commend Donald Trump and I say, we've got to take the long shots. We've got to play the long game. And I commend President Trump for suing. Will he be successful? I don't know. But I know this. I do know this. You ready? I pray he's successful. Because it's the right thing to do. It's the absolute thing to do. It's something that we really need to work hard to try to do. And even if there's not a great chance of our success, well, we should sue Twitter. We should sue all these people. Now, there's an attorney by the name of Harmeet Dhillon. It's a female. And she's suing Twitter. And libertycenter.org is their website, okay? And I'm trying to get a hold of this lady because I commend her for her work as well. You probably know a lot about Trump because that lawsuit goes viral. You hear a lot about it. Okay? But you don't hear much about people like this lady. And I think she's doing a phenomenal job. suing Twitter. Harmy Dillon is her name. And she's an attorney. And I'm going to go to libertycenter.org to kind of highlight this a little bit more in detail for you. But again, there's so many tasks, I just don't have time to follow up on all of them. I'm just so behind on the things that I need to get done. I really need funding to help me. I really need staff to work on the projects that I just can't get to. But anyway, this group is called Center for American Liberty. Harmy Dillon's one of the leaders of it. She's an attorney. The Center for American Liberty, defending the First American, the Center for American Liberty, defending the First Amendment rights and civil liberties of Americans everywhere. That's what the title of their website says. Featured cases. All right, they provide a voice to the voiceless and a home to the forgotten. American civil rights are being attacked. So they have all kinds of Twitter or stuff about suing Twitter. They have a lot of lawsuits they're involved in. I mean, it's just good stuff. Dylan O'Hanley announced his lawsuit against Twitter. Senator Padilla and others. So I'm gonna highlight this, and we're going to talk about this more. I hope that Donald Trump's serious about a class action lawsuit. So I commend Trump for doing what he's doing, is what I'm telling you. All right? I really commend President Trump. And I hope to heck that we can really get this done. But if Donald Trump will focus on a, class action lawsuit, like he's talking about, and if folks like Harmy Dillon and others can join, and if it gets granular enough where guys like me, a nationally syndicated 25-year talk show host getting shut down by Twitter, certainly I ought to be part of that lawsuit, shouldn't I? No, I don't know if I have to have money, which I don't have. I don't. I don't know what it's really going to take. I mean, I don't think I can get a hold of Donald Trump if my life depends on it, can I? I don't see how, really. But I sure hope that I can. Because if I can get into this lawsuit, it'll make a huge difference. Center for American Liberty launching a lawsuit here. I pray for their success. But I hope that I can be part of it too. So I'm trying to contact these people. I'm trying to contact Donald Trump. I'm trying to contact Harmy Dillon. To see if I can be part of their lawsuit. I think I've certainly got a case. You could say, well, Liberty Roundtable Live is just too small, Sam. They're not big like those guys. You know what? I don't want to hear that. I've been one of the top 250 talkers in the nation. This broadcast has been syndicated for 25 years, stable as a rock. We started out on an AM terrestrial radio station that I owned. We've been to the Republican National Convention and broadcasted live. We've been to the inauguration of Donald Trump and broadcasted live. We've interviewed some of the top people in the country, including Donald's son, Donald Jr., on Super Tuesday, no less. We've been mentioned in almost every news rag in the world, oftentimes negatively, because they don't tell the truth. But other than that, hey, let's come back and talk about this more. Our prayers are with Donald.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Hard-hitting talk always. Who's telling you the truth about these things, ladies and gentlemen? Is the mainstream press telling you the truth? I think not. We're hard-hitting and telling you how it really is. All right, so this Dylan, this Armie Dillon lady that I'm telling you about, and O'Hanley announced lawsuit against, this is important, Twitter. Now, I don't know if it's better to go the Donald Trump way and sue them all at the same time, or if it's better to go about it the way these guys are doing it and suing Twitter. They're also going to sue Senator Padilla. I guess Senator Padilla is of, what is it, California, I think? Senator Padilla and others. This is huge, right? Will any of them be successful is the real question that you got to ask yourself, right? The Center for American Liberty, libertycenter.org if you want to check it out. Defending the First Amendment rights and civil liberties of Americans everywhere. I think it's great news. And I pray for their success. But here's the whole point. We got to have class action lawsuits here, folks. We've got to somehow get enough people in the game to where the courts can't ignore it. And that's going to be really difficult because the courts have just jettisoned these things. Even though many states said, wait a minute, we got a problem with the elections. The courts just jettisoned it. No matter that one of the biggest states in the country, Texas, literally sued it and just got shut down. So we got a real problem in the courts. And some are saying the courts aren't where we should take these things. But my response to that is this. We have got to try the peaceful solutions first. We have got to use the checks and balances. And oftentimes we lose, but many times if we do nothing, of course we'll lose, right? But many times if we do something, we'll win. So every time if we do nothing, we lose. So most of the time when we try to do something, we lose, but oftentimes there's a win. Look at Richard Mack, who beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court to make the point. That wasn't a small thing. That 10th Amendment, greatest historical decision in history, is critical. Crucial in modern times, if we but use it, if we but insist on it, if we make it case precedent setting, etc., constitutional bearing solutions, okay? Anyway, so I commend Donald Trump for suing. I know that it's a long shot lawsuit. I get it, but I also say we got to go for the long shots. Because again, doing nothing, we lose for sure. Doing something means there's a chance, an opportunity to win. And I submit to you that the more Donald Trump, if he's genuine about this, the more he links arms with all kinds of people, the greater chance we will have of success. And maybe it's better to have different lawsuits. Maybe these attorneys at this center, the Center for American Liberty, maybe they go their lawsuit alone. And Donald goes his lawsuit alone. I don't know if it's better to have multiple lawsuits or one massive lawsuit. I would like to join, personally, I would like to join Donald Trump's lawsuit and join this group's lawsuit. LibertyCenter.org's lawsuit. I'd like to join both of their suits because I think that my case is worthy of it. So anyway, I know these lawsuits are long shot. My prayers are with them. I know James Edwards' lawsuit back in the day was a long shot, and he lost and ran out of money. He could have kept up the fight if his attorney could have stayed true with him and everything else. But these are battles we must engage in. We must fight. We must work at. Because even if we struggle and even if we lose, we're not going to lose every one of them, folks. Somewhere, somehow, the Lord's going to open a window for us. You got to believe that. You got to have hope in that. And you've got to push the peaceful solutions all the time relating to that. Not only are these lawsuits happening, not only are these big companies locking us down and denying us access and lying about fake news. Okay, if Facebook is now defining extremism and manipulating users, I kid you not, that's what they're doing, folks. Let me make this point. I got an email from a friend of mine, and he showed me a Facebook post. And in the background of the Facebook post, the background image of this, quote, Facebook warning is of the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States or colonies, right? That's the background of the image. And here's what the Facebook warning says that I received. Are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? Are you? Huh? We care about preventing extremism on Facebook. Others in your situation have received confidential support. And then the message says, how can you help? Hear stories and get advice from people who escaped violent extremist groups. Then there's a button there that says get support and a button that says close. So you don't have to, you know, get support there, but they're literally peddling this propaganda now on Facebook saying, hey, we care about preventing extremism on Facebook. Others in your situation have received confidential support. Are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? Think about that, folks. Facebook defines extremism, manipulates users. This is a serious, serious thing because here's the problem with Facebook. Wow. What do we do with this? How can you help? Hear stories and get advice from people who escaped violent extremist groups. Now, here's the problem with the whole discussion. What is a violent and an extremist group? Okay, the image came from a guy by the name of Chris Geo, I think. But I look at this and I go, wow. I don't know how to think about this. Because now you've literally got kind of like these governments of Hitler era. The brown shirts of the internet, so to speak, going, hey, are you being manipulated by people who aren't for the brown shirts? Are you manipulated by the people who aren't pro-government media manipulation of the press? Are you? And they're literally using this idea to say, hey, jettison Liberty Roundtable. They've been taken down from Twitter. They're a violent extremist group. Donald Trump led terrorists. Biden would say terrorists. Others would say extremists. But for sure, we're fake news advocates and should be taken down and stopped. That's a lie. We have never, ever, ever advocated any kind of violence, period. To suggest we have is a disingenuous lie. All right, so I commend Trump for suing Facebook. I commend Dylan and O'Hanley for filing a lawsuit. I'd love to be part of their lawsuits, but I don't know how to get a hold of these people. I don't know how to make it happen. I don't have any money and I don't have any time. And I don't have highfalutin connections to get a hold of these people. For some reason, I always hear in the news or some of these, high-end celebrities. They're like, I contacted Donald today, or I did this, or I contacted so-and-so, reached out to whatever. I don't have anybody to reach out to. but I would like to be involved in these lawsuits because when Facebook defines extremism, manipulates users, are you concerned someone you know is becoming radicalized or an extremist? We care about extremism on Facebook. We want to help you. Hear stories and get advice from people who have learned how to get out of these groups. They're making it sound like listening to Liberty Roundtable Live is a cult. Right? I mean, it's crazy town. Okay, so they're trying to take us down. And if they can't totally take us down, they're trying to discredit us. And we got to stop this. This is serious indeed, folks. I kid you not. This is real. Facebook defines extremism, manipulates users. Incredible story. A sad tale to tell. I was trying to get someone on the radio with me to discuss this in greater detail of how sinister it is and how problematic that kind of manipulation of messaging is. Because the Southern Poverty Law Center says I'm the biggest hate group in the state of Utah. Sam Bushman, little old me, hate group racist, right? Says the Southern Poverty Law Center. They lie. It isn't true. Yeah. All right, Tucker Carlson even getting the shaft. Tucker Carlson claimed on Wednesday that the National Security Agency, the NSA, leaked the contents of his emails to journalists as part of an effort to target his show and take him off the air. Appearing on Fox Business Mornings with Maria, host Maria Barbarano, or however you say her name, he basically said, hey, he was contacted by a journalist who read him back word for word what his emails say. And so then the NSA basically came back and said, no, we're not monitoring his show and trying to take him down. But strangely, they never said they weren't monitoring his emails. What does that mean, folks? So Tucker claims they're monitoring his emails and leaking them to try to take him off the air. They say, we're not trying to take Tucker off the air. He's not a person that we're watching or a person that's a... Well, ladies and gentlemen, if there's a crime, try me with it and let's get it over with. And if there's not, you need to shut that down. Tucker's right. Tucker Carlson claimed Wednesday that the NSA is literally targeting him. They claim they're not. The problem is that they didn't deny that they were not looking at his email or not leaking his email. So now the NSA, in bed with Facebook, the President of the United States talking about domestic terrorism, the media jumping aboard and saying, hey, let's avoid extremism. We can get you help to get out of these cults if you believe in the views of Donald Trump or Sam Bushman or Tucker Carlson or anybody else. Biden now sending agents to your door. What do you think about this, folks? This is becoming seriously, seriously real. And the attack on we the people is out of control. It has got to be stopped. So I pray for Donald Trump's success in his lawsuit. I know it's a long shot, but I still stand behind it. Is Donald genuine? I don't know, but I pray that he is. I will try to get a hold of both of these groups and see if I can be part of the class action lawsuit. I would hope you guys would donate and help me get a lot of this done. It's time and money. I just don't have the staff to be everywhere and do everything. How do I go to the freedomfest.com event next on the 20th? Keep my show, run my business, take care of my family, work on these lawsuits, take the notes, upload the show. How do I do all these things? I need staff and I need your financial support to do it. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LovingLiberty.net. Donate liberally today, would you please? That's a wrap of the news the networks refuse to use. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it's educational and entertaining. I am Sam Bushman. I declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.